Hello, James Watley here. Nice of you to tune in to the Really Mobile Project. I'm joined here by Jonathan McDonald. Say hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Jonathan.
And we have been just jostled upstairs quickly to take a quick lunch break during the proceedings today at Mob Ad UK. Jonathan, could you just give us a quick, and I mean quick, rundown of this morning's events so far?
Okay, so far we have heard from some operators and a couple of brands, and there's been the normal kind of stats shown on the screen about how fantastic mobile can be. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a dose of realism now creeping into the hype, which probably ends up with something approaching the actual state of affairs. So that's where we've got to so far.
So when you say a dose of realism, would you say that was instigated by the credit crunch that's happening right now, or in fact the fact that the realisation of, you know what, 5% downloads of your application might be that good after all?
I think there's a combination of factors. The credit crunch is one, but I suspect actually the main thing is that people who have tried stuff out that's upset users in any sense of the word has seemed to have a knock-on effect in terms of churn and lack of revenue. And people are now starting to realise that actually, seeing as it's a personal media channel and personal devices, the whole thing, the whole puzzle, needs to be decoded from people outwards rather than technology inwards.
Fantastic. And what are you looking forward to this afternoon?
This afternoon I'm looking forward to hearing from the big brands. So we've got Mindshare, we've got Mediacom, and we've got a lot of kit companies that are in the platform space. They're going to speak about where they want to spend money. So we're actually going to be talking about the cash now as opposed to the theory. And I think that's a good part of the event that everyone's definitely staying around for, luckily.
Okay, so we get a lot of stick here at the Really Mobile Project for covering sometimes too many industry-focused events. When will the consumers listening at home really see what we're talking about today?
I think that I don't call people consumers, of course, unless they're consuming something, but people of the world, I think, will start to realise
the everyday man. Let's call him Dave, for instance.
Dave or Lucy, yeah. I think people will see what we're talking about over the next 6 to 12 to 18 months, but a lot of the companies involved in this industry, you know, glaciers move quicker. So at the end of the day, the good thing is, and what the people of the world who are not in the industry should listen to and hear about, is that there is now an undeniable force of citizen bias, meaning that people will be treated with respect, which is actually converse to the way the advertising marketing industry has commonly been for the last 100 years.
I mean, you could arguably say there are only so many ways you could get something wrong.
I think there's a number of ways you can get things wrong. I think it's harder to get things right, and settling for the lowest common denominator, especially in communication, never turns out to be a good scenario for anyone involved.
Cool. Well, the operators are here, the brands are here, and it seems like they are talking to each other. Whether or not they came up with the same result remains to be seen. Thanks for listening.